Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We honor the Most High God this morning, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you that you are our Father and our Lord and our Shepherd. And we thank you, Lord, that we shall not want. We wait on you, Father God. We just thank you that every day you're with us, oh God. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You're always present with us, oh God. Even when we leave your presence, you are still there with us, oh God. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you that you are a God who cares, a God who is merciful, kind, and loving towards your people. But, Lord, I thank you that you are angry with the wicked every day and that you love those who love you. So, Father, we are grateful this morning that you love us so much so that you gave your only son, Jesus, to live and die for us, oh God. And we thank you today, Father God, for your loving kindness in the name of Jesus. We bless you this morning, O Most High. We bless your holy presence, and we thank you that you are a God who cares about your people. You didn't just birth us and leave us alone, but you care for us, O God. And, Father, we are certainly truly grateful for your precious, precious ways, O God. We love your ways. We embrace your ways. We come this morning just thanking you for life and health and strength, for protection, for safety, for guidance, for direction, because truly we need you in this hour. We cannot make it without you, O God. We thank you that you are God, who nothing is impossible to. We thank you that we can serve a God like you, and there's no one who can compare to the Almighty Father, the Almighty God that you are. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You even heal our bodies. You are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. You are a peacemaker in the midst of everything we're going through. You are Jehovah Shalom. I thank you, Father God, that you are a banner over us in the name of Jesus, that you don't ever leave us, that you're constantly keeping us in your mighty holy thoughts, your righteous thoughts. Even though we sin against you in the name of Jesus and we ask forgiveness, oh God, you still take us back and you give us grace and favor. So we honor you this morning and we thank you for the privilege of being your sons, your daughters, your children in the name of Jesus. And we thank you this morning, oh God, that we're able to come into the presence of a holy God. We're able to bow before you and give you glory. Excuse me. So this morning, we give you all the glory, all the praise belong unto you. And Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Let the enemy perish at our rebuke, O Lord. At your rebuke, O Lord, let the enemy perish. Let the enemy flee at your rebuke. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the winds and the storms of that the enemy send against our lives in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the company of the spiritless and the multitude of the bulls until they submit. Thank you, O God. Rebuke those that rush at us, O God, and let them flee away. Rebuke the devourer for our sake, O God. Rebuke the horse and the chariot, and let them fall into a deep sleep. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in our lives. We rebuke the proud spirits that are cursed. We release furious rebukes upon the enemy. Let the blast of your nostrils, O God, rebuke the enemy. Let a thousand flee at your rebuke, O Lord. Rebuke the sea and everything that would try to close upon our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God. Devil, we rebuke you. Hold your peace and come out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every family represented on Bible Storyland. We thank you, O God, for taking care of them, providing for their needs. being their strong tower, keeping them under the shadow of your almighty wings. We thank you that you are Lord, you are God, and you are our friend. And we call you our friend. In the name of Jesus, we say, Lord, have your way, have your way. Well, good morning, and welcome to Bible Storyland. We thank God for each of you. It is Children's Day on Bible Storyland. Let's have fun while we praise our Lord. You know, God's word is awesome. He honors his word above his name. And he says in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for your rod, O God, and your staff are with us to comfort us and strengthen us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our head with oil, and we thank you that our cup runneth over. Surely your goodness and your mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your house, O God, forever. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, this morning we have with us a mighty man of God, Brother David. Good morning, Brother David. Are you there, Brother David? Well, I know he's there, but he didn't come on yet. Okay, hold on. You there, Brother David? Hold on, I'll connect you again. Okay, you there?
Yeah, this is Sister Judy. You can hear me?
Yeah.
My phone is upstairs. How are you doing this morning? God bless.
Excuse me. Thank you. All right. You ready to do your rap this morning?
Oh, I didn't even know I was going to be rapping this morning. But I'm ready. I just won't have no music. Lord have mercy.
That's all right. You can do it a few minutes later if you want.
No, I'm going to go now because I'm getting ready to go on the road to go to the beach. I'm running behind. But
okay. All right. Well,
family day today.
Go ahead. Let God have his way.
What day is it today? Is it Family Day?
It is Children's Day.
Okay, for the children. All right. All right. From the lowdown dirty dog, Bible Storyland has risen. Come check it out. Good decision. Keep it clean. No need for Listerine. Sister G is on the track, so that's a winning team. He without sin cast the first stone. Now your sinners fitting the moan because your cover's been blown. Living life for 40 years, but it hurt when I cried, so give me tattooed tears. In this life, it can be hard to win when you're constantly living the life of sin. Read the Bible, where the journey begins on the road to redemption. For you, my friends, to find all odds, because I rode with God. Now that's the man with the master plan. He got the whole wide world in his hands. Now do you understand who's in command? Now ain't that grand. I said ain't that grand. Hit him with all bass, no treble. You on a different level if you're living for that devil.
He says pronounce this treble, treble, you know, to make it all rhyme on.
Hallelujah. Karen? Karen, are you talking with someone?
Yes, hold on.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Brother David. Awesome. Without the music, it was awesome. I love those words. Thank God for your creativity. You have a blessed...
I'm going to put something together for Bible Storyland. I've been saying I'm going to do it, but I'm going to put together a good one for Bible Storyland so we can get the children motivated and show them that you can still have swagger and represent the Lord. Swagger means to be cool, in case people don't know. But you can still represent for the Lord and still be cool. In fact, you're even cooler because you don't trust in God. You don't have to trust in people and lean on people. You lean on God because your life belongs to God. That's who gave you your life. So we want to represent him every opportunity we got. So glory be to God.
Amen.
To the kids.
You have a blessed and a God-filled day today.
Thank you, Sister.
Amen, amen. All right, Sister Karen from Houston, Texas. Yes. You ready to play that song?
I am, and it's going to be Jesus Loves the Little Children of the World.
Okay. The little children of the world. You know, I thank God that he does love the children of the world, and he died for them. He said, you know, they are part of the kingdom also. So I thank God for the children of the world. All right. Well, we have another precious woman of God. Thank you so much, Karen. That was an awesome song. We appreciate you. And we have with us Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to sing a song for us. Also, good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm blessed this morning. Sister Karen played the song I was going to sing.
That's all right. You can sing it. She played it. Now you can sing it.
I can sing it. I was going to sing it about the children of the world.
Amen. You sing it.
Okay. Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Everything is beautiful in its own way. Black the star in summer's night, and love's gonna find a way. 'Cause Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Amen.
Amen. Jesus does love the little children of the world.
Yes, he does.
Oh, I love that song. I thank God for it. You know, I thank God that Karen played it and you sang it. Because
all right.
Loves the children so much. He wants them to know it. And
yes,
he wants
Lord.
Parents to know that he loves the children.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I thank God for that song being played and sang. What a mighty God we serve. Well,
yes, Lord.
As we continue on this morning, you know, God is so faithful to us. Even when we're not faithful to him, he's faithful to us. Continues to do what he wants us to do. Somebody's got their phone. Would you put it on mute because it's making my phone echo a little bit. I appreciate it. All right. Well, you know, God made music, and I thank God for that song that Karen played, and I thank God for the song that Jackie sang. God loves music. He created music for us so that we could listen. So listen to this song.
Conspiracy.
don't forget, Brother Noah built the ark. And you know what? Noah was a man of God who obeyed God. He listened to what God told him to do. You know, during the week, I went on a spiritual journey, and I went to visit, and then I read about a mighty man of God. His story is published in the book of Genesis. And as I read about his life in Genesis 6, I learned many things about Father God and how mighty he is. God observes each one of us and the whole earth. And you know what? He is sometimes pleased and sometimes he's displeased by what he sees. And as I read in Genesis 6 and 5, God saw wickedness in people, in the people that he created. He saw wickedness in them. And that every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. So Mr. Noah, living a life pleasing to God, God told him he would save him and his wife and his three sons and their wives. Mr. Noah was obedient to God. And, you know, God told him to build an ark, which was a big old boat. And, you know, because he was obedient to God, he followed God's instructions. God told him what to do, and he started doing it. So, you know, here he is. Can you hear it? He's building the ark. He got the nails. He got his hammer. He got the saw. He's cutting the wood. He's building the ark. So he's hammering on the ark every day. Not only was Mr. Noah a builder of the ark, he also preached God's word. So as he continued to build the ark, he was just hammering and hammering it, building the ark, building the ark. You know, he preached the word, and which warned people to live righteous lives. He told them, y'all better get right with God. Y'all better live right. He just kept on preaching, kept on telling the people, you know, it's going to rain, it's going to rain. God was going to destroy the earth by water. It had never rained before, and the people didn't believe Mr. Noah. They made fun of him. They just laughed at him. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, yeah, they laughed and they laughed and they laughed. And, you know, even today, a lot of people laugh at God's people, when we tell them the truth, they go like, they don't want to hear it. You know, they brick wall us. They don't want to hear God's word. But Mr. Noah was the only righteous man, and he built a huge boat called an ark. Now God gave Mr. Noah instructions, specific instructions on how high to build the ark, how long to build it, and how wide to build the ark. God knew he could depend on Mr. Noah to follow his instructions. And Mr. Noah did exactly as Father God told him. Now, while he was building the ark, you know, he would take time to rest. He would take time to preach to the people. But God also gave him some other instructions. God said, listen, I want you, Mr. Noah, to put your family in the ark when it's time. And I want you to gather up animals. I want you to gather a male animal and a female of every kind of animal there is upon the earth. So Mr. Noah was still obedient to God now. He did what God told him to do. He got two tigers, male and female, two lions, male and female, two elephants, male and female, two raccoons, male and female, two bears, male and female, two horses, male and female. And he also got sea animals like starfish, male and female, jellyfish, male and female, sharks, male and female, sea bass, male and female, birds and fowls of the air, eagles, male and female, red birds, male and female, pigeons, male and female, every kind of animal that you see on the earth now, Mr. Noah got them together. So, you know, he said, that's one of the animals that he got on there. I wonder if the children know that sound. That sounds like a cow to me. What do you think? So then he got another one together. Oh, I think it's the ducks and the geese. He got two of every kind. Now let's see what else he got. Yeah, he got those pigs together too. You know, let's see what else he got together. Sound like he got some sheep together too. And you know what? Right after he got everybody in the ark, he got his wife. They went in, his wife went in the ark, his three sons and their wives. After they all got into the ark, you know what happened? I want you to hear what happened. So they got in the ark, it closed the door, and this is what happened. So listen to what happened. About Noah and the ark. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And God saved Noah and his family. It rained 10. It rained 20. It rained 30. It rained 40. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And God saved the animals two by two. He saved the tigers. He saved the giraffes. And God saved the elephants too. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And God said, stop. No more rain. So look how long it rained on the earth. And all the wicked, evil people that laughed at Mr. Noah drowned. And you know what? Let's see what we can learn from Mr. Noah. Remember, Mr. Noah was obedient to God. And it grieved God's heart because the other part of the earth, the other people, were disobedient. We have to be obedient to Father God and do what he says in his Bible. And even children, you know, the children have to be obedient to God. They have to listen to God. Children can't just do what they want to do either. They have something. They have to be obedient. They have to listen to God and do what he says. Now, you know what? He told children some things to do in his word in Ephesians. And he intends for everybody to be obedient to him, including the children. Now, this is what he told the children in Ephesians 6. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, listen to this. God has a promise for children. That it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Now, listen. That's the commandments he gave to children. Now, he gave one to the fathers right after that. Wonder why he told the fathers. Here, listen to this one. He said, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. So he didn't just stop with children. He gave a commandment to fathers also. Don't worry, mothers. He gave you one also. We're going to get to that a little later. Well, Father God told Noah everything he wanted him to do, and Mr. Noah was obedient. He did it. How many of us are obedient to God when he tells you, get on your knees and pray? I want you to pray for the people in your neighborhood. How many of us listen to God? Or we just keep right on doing what we're doing. We just get up and, you know, go to the beach, or we go do whatever else we want to do. Not picking on you, brother, Brother David. That just came to mind. Whatever we want to do, we just go do it. We forget about what God tells us, and we just go and do whatever we want to do. You know, we decide we're going to go bowling or whatever, whatever it is, you know, or go get us a piece of watermelon, and we just kind of ignore God. Well, that's the way the people in the Bible days did. They ignored everything God told them to do. And, you know, children, you have to listen to your parents. And you have to do what they say. When they tell you to do something, you got to do it with a good attitude. When they, you know, tell you, clean your room, clean the bathroom, sweep the floor, wash the dishes, take out the trash, clean out your closet. Whatever they ask you to do, you must obey them. But keep a good attitude. You know parents reward their children. Even if the reward is just a shelter over you, where you live, a house to live in, your room, or food to, or clothes, or, you know, today parents give children a silver platter, everything they want. I want these tennis shoes like this. I want this shirt. I want this kind of shoe. No, I want name brand this, and I want that. You know, when I was growing up, we didn't know anything about name brand. We just was glad to get what they gave us. Money was very scarce when I was a child. Most people, particularly black people, didn't have a lot of money. There were poor people of all nationalities. So they couldn't give their kids. And guess what? We were most grateful. We wasn't grumbling. I don't like this here. I don't want this here. No, we wasn't grumbling. We were thankful because we got very little. And it appears to be the more that we get, the less thankful that we are. You would think it would be the opposite way, but it seems like the more we get, the more ungrateful we are. What else can we learn from Mr. Noah? Well, you know, Mr. Noah was obedient. He did everything. Now, he did precisely what God told him specifically. God said, I want you to build the ark, and I want it this dimension long, this high, this wide. God, he did everything. And you know, God knows us. He knows our heart. He knows the intent of our heart. He knows everything we think, everything we feel. It's very important that we obey God and that children obey their parents and God. And that means that, you know, to do what God asks us to do and what your parents ask you to do with a good attitude. Now, you know, Mr. Noah knew God's voice. He spent time talking to God, and he spent time listening to God, which is, you know, just praying, reading the Word. They didn't have the Bible during that time, but we have it now. We got it, and just like our children, we don't treasure it sometimes. We leave it on the shelf. It get dust everywhere. But, you know, we have to be grateful. Because every country is not allowed to read. Some countries, they're not allowed to read the Bible. I was listening to the radio the other day, and there was a man was telling about someone who was martyred for Christ, a young woman. He was saying that some soldiers took the Bible from a man, and they threw it on the floor, and they spit on it. And a young girl ran forward, and she said, oh, my God, they spit on your word. And she wiped it off with her dress and held it. And they put a gun to her head and shot her. Those were the last words that she said. Now, you know, we can be thankful to God that in our country that we can praise God so far. But you know, there's going to come a time even in our country, and it's beginning to happen, where men and women of God are being arrested because they're reading the Word of God openly. They're saying things in their pulpit that's against God's, you know, that God is against, and they're being arrested for it. And so now it looks like right is becoming wrong and wrong is becoming right. A lot of times, you know, God will have me in the marketplace praying, and I'll go to someone that God points out. Now, he'll point him out because I don't know who to pray for. And he'll say, pray for that person. I walk up and I'll say, may I say a prayer for you? I don't need no prayer. And some people say, well, I'm already prayed up. But, you know, I thank God for the people who say, I don't turn down prayer. I need prayer. I need all the prayer I can get, and then I need some more. Those are wise people. So today we're going to say a prayer from my apostle's book, and we're going to pray for spiritual leaders in our land, because a lot of leaders are being persecuted because they dare to boldly proclaim the word of God. No matter what the consequences, they are still proclaiming the word of God. So this is a prayer from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book. It's called Prayers That Bring Change, and the prayer is called For Spiritual Leaders. Father, I bless our spiritual leaders. You said that beautiful are the feet of those who carry the good news. We stand in the gap against every scandal, misrepresentation, shortcoming, blemish, and reproach that has come upon the church because of fallen leaders. Traditionally, historically, and biblically, it has always been noted that men and women of God have fallen. And God, we thank you, for you are long-suffering and merciful, God. You forgive 70 times 7, and we are grateful to you, O Most High. We specifically stand in the gap for leaders who take your mercy for granted and continue to cause blood to be on your altar. We pray for leaders that they continue to operate, in sin despite your warnings of love to them. In the name of Jesus, we pray for spiritual leaders in our nation and around the world. So, Father God, we pray for the Hezekiahs of this nation, that they would lead in the name of Jesus, according to you. They would tear down the high places in America. Let them not show the enemy the secrets of our treasures. And Father God, we thank you for the Davids of this land, the Davids who are after your own heart. We thank you for leaders who will walk in godly sorrow when they sin. We thank you for leaders who will rebuild your tabernacle, worship and praise, and bring the ark back into the house of the Lord. Father God, we thank you for the Solomons of this world, the leaders who have wisdom. Give us eldership that will prosper and understand true essence of a godly life. God, deliver the leader whom you have anointed and given great wisdom and authority, yet they turn into idolatry and perversion of the heathen. Father, give us the Sauls in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, O God, for leaders who will obey you at any cost. We speak over their lives that the obedience is better than sacrifice. Bless the leaders whom you did not will but permitted as the people's choice. Let them lead in a way that is pleasing to you, so that your scepter of authority, of their rule, will not be taken from their hands by you, O God. And Father, we thank you for the Jehoshaphat. Jesus, we praise you ahead of time for leaders who will walk in repentance. As your people follow, give us leaders who will take us to the accent of Ziz to stand and see your salvation. Father, we thank you for the Elijahs. Give us leaders who will not compromise. send leaders who will trouble and bring discernment in great times. Israel and stand will trouble United States of America, who will trouble the world of today, and declare your unadulterated truth. God, anoint these leaders to endure. Give us prophets who will not call down fire from heaven and then run from the persecution and hide in caves. Father God, we thank you that you gave us leaders like Elisha, who will carry the anointing of the double portion. Send leaders who will know how to serve. We thank you for leaders who will carry out the ministry of signs, wonders, and miracles and to another level. God, anoint these leaders to train and equip the next generation so that they will take their anointing to the grave. We thank you, Father God, for leaders who are focused to the point whereby they carry out their marketplace assignments and destroy the enemy while doing it. Help and protect these leaders from the elongs of today. Raise up left-handed men and men who are not stuck in the paradigms of how things have always been done. Give us leaders who will expose false posterity, cause the dirt to come out of the church. Give us the leaders like Ahab, oh God, leaders who will not sell out to the Baals of today because of the economy. Ahab's father gave him Jezebel in marriage. We bind the spirit of Omari that would sell the soul of children unto ungodly covenants. God, we thank you for the generational covenant where the fathers will serve you wholeheartedly and pass the mantle to the children. Father, we thank you for the Deborahs. God, we thank you for the spirit of Deborah in the land. We command the women of position and authority to be released in their destinies. May they rule, judge, and conquer wars for the kingdom in Jesus' name. We thank you for the Jaels. Lord, we thank you for women who will fill the call of God on the lives without ever leaving their homes. We thank you for the single mothers and housewives who will be gatekeepers for the kingdom. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing for your people in this hour. The enemies that slip through the armies of the Lord will be destroyed in our homes. The Caesareas of today will be destroyed by the anointing of the women with the tent pegs and the hammers in their hands. We thank you for the Jehus. Father, raise up the Jehus in the body of Christ and send messengers to anoint the Jehus of today to deal with the idolatry in the church. Let this anointing release generations who will not tolerate witchcraft of Jezebel. Let the Baals of the land be destroyed by the spirit of Jehu as he cut off the head of demonic leadership, the hands, the works of evil, and the feet, curses that have been carried from one generation to the next of witchcraft in our churches, in our nation. Amen. So I thank God for that prayer by Apostle Kimberly Daniels in her book, Prayers That Bring Change. So, you know, I thank God for everything that he is teaching us and that he has taught us in this hour as we continually praise the name of our God. We give him all the glory and all the praise this morning. And, you know, I thank God for the children, because the children are suffering in our nation because of so many things that our forefathers and we have done. So we are thanking God for the lives of the children. And as I pray, I ask you to pray along with me. So, Father God, I just come today on behalf of every family on Bible Storyland, every family who will listen, every family who's represented, and even their extended families, oh God. Father, I thank you for every child that is even born today who's coming right now out of the womb. I thank you for their protection and their safety. I thank you for abundant life for them. I thank you for the children who are already born, for their safety, their protection, and abundant life. I thank you for excellent health, oh God. I thank you for them eating healthy like Daniel and his friends, oh God, and becoming strong, oh God. I thank you for them exercising, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for their faithfulness to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the children's obedience to you. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that our children will stand up in the name of Jesus and proclaim you, Father God. They will not run. They will not run and be weary. They will walk and continually, oh God, to follow you, Father God. They will remember your word, Father God, as they are taught your word even as children. They will not depart from it, oh God. And, Father, I thank you that as you said in your word in Joshua, let this book of the law not depart out of our children's mouth, but let our children meditate upon it day and night, that they may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make their way prosperous, and then they will have good success. And I thank you, Father God, that you told the children to be strong and courageous. Strong and courageous. So I thank you for children that are strong and courageous today, Father God. Like our children are bold, oh God. They don't mind standing up for what they feel is right. So, Father God, many of them died for what they feel is right. But I ask you to protect them from the enemy, oh God. I thank you that our children are 10 times smarter than their friends, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Our children would not compromise your word, oh God, but they will be obedient just like Noah was obedient, Father God. And they will have good attitudes with their parents and those who rule and have authority over them. They will listen in the schools, oh God. I thank you for raising up this generation in the schools, Father God, that they will be able to read the word of God again, oh God. I thank you for righteous judges in our children, righteous attorneys who will stand out and say, no, the Bible must come back in the schools, in the public schools. I thank you for children, oh God, who will be on the legislature to make laws that are in favor of your word, oh God. Laws, Father God, that will favor what you say, oh God. Laws that will cause us to have long lives. Laws that will not shorten us. Laws that will not bring destruction to our land, oh God. Because, Father God, when the people are ignorant, you winked at ignorance one time, but now you're calling every man, everywhere, every woman, every child, every girl, every boy to repent. In the name of Jesus, help us not to bury our heads in the sand no more like nothing is wrong, but help us to get on our knees and praise you, oh God, and thank you. Let us praise you, Father God, for peace. Let us ask you for peace in the land, oh God. When we look at the news every day, Father God, there's all kind of destruction, all kind of murders, oh God. We bind up that murdering spirit, particularly the one that's murdering our children, oh God, that's just coming in and shooting up everything in sight, oh God. And then they turn around and say that they have a mental disorder. Father, we rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for them standing up just like they stood up and shot the people. I thank you for them standing up and taking what's due to them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that you will deal with that murdering spirit. You will not just have people come and just aimlessly shoot at people and kill them and you not do anything. I thank you that you will raise up a standard against the evil people in this world. I thank you, Father God, that you will deal with that spirit and you will deal with it, Father God, with your high right hand and your strong arm, oh God. I thank you that they will not be able to get away with murder anymore of innocent people, Father God. You will deal with them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Just like you deal with the people during Noah's time, oh God, you kill them off the face of the earth by water. We know that you won't come by water no more, even though destruction is coming in our land in various ways. We have been having hurricanes and tornadoes and tsunamis, but yet some people haven't got it, that you are still merciful, oh God. And Father God, you are killing those murderous spirits off the land through tsunamis, through hurricanes, through all kinds of things, oh God. And I thank you that they will not get away with what they're doing, but you are calling them to repent in the name of Jesus. And even though people repent, there are still consequences that they must suffer for what they've done. Even though people ask forgiveness, the consequences are great in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, help people to think. Give them sober minds to think before they do these hideous crimes, oh God. In the name of Jesus. I thank you that our children will be like Daniel, 10 times smarter than their friends. They will be like David, oh God, running hard after you, after your heart. They'll be like Joseph. They will have dreams and visions and interpretations of them. They will do what is right like Samuel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today for all that you've done and all that you're about to do. And we thank you, Father God, for saving your people from this untoward generation. And we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Well, we're looking for some children that were to come on today to sing and give praise to God. Sidiria, if you're on with the children, press 1. We're looking for Sidiria and her 2 children. Press 1 if you're on. Okay. I don't see that they're on today, but hopefully they'll come on again. And Sidiria has some godly children. She's training them up in the ways of God. And I just thank God for them. Her little daughter is 4 years old, but she can say, "Our Father." And I tell you what, I just love to hear that little girl pray. And Sidiria and her 2 children can sing and give praises unto God. So we thank God for them, and we pray that they'll come on at another time. So now we're ready to listen to Karen play another song of praise unto God. What you going to play, Karen?
Jesus loves me, this I know.
All right, we're going to listen. Is all about the children. Jesus loves the children of the world. And the song that Karen just played, Jesus loves me, this I know. And you know what? We're children too. We're children of the Most High. And I thank God that he loves us. That was beautiful, Sister Karen. You have such a gift of playing, and Sister Jackie has such a gift of singing. So I thank God for both of you. You know, as parents, just like Noah, we must obey God. And here's some things that I'm going to read to you that you must do to train up the children in the way that they should go. So these are called parental duties. You know, one of the parental duties that God wants us to do is to teach the children. We are our children's first teachers. We teach them how to wash their face, how to brush their teeth, how to dress, put on their clothes. We teach them how to get on their knees and pray. We teach them how to read the Word of God. And then, you know, to teach the children, it's Deuteronomy 6 and 7. The Bible also says to train the children, Proverbs 22, 6, to provide for the children, 2 Corinthians 12, 14, to nurture the children, Ephesians 6 and 4, to control the children, 1 Timothy 3, hallelujah. This is Sidiria now. Sidiria, you coming on with the children to sing? All right. Okay. Come on. All right, darling. Thank you. So, as I said, parental duties to teach, to train, to provide for, to nurture, to control, and to love. Proverbs. It also said to correct the children. You know, I see parents nowadays, they just see their children doing all kinds of things, but they never correct them. But God wants us to correct children. A lot of people say, well, if I correct them, the police going to get me. You know what? We don't always have to beat them, although God said if we beat them, it won't kill them. But, you know, there are methods that we can use to correct children where they will get the message, and you don't even have to use a rod. But there are times when you may need to use the rod. But you know what? If we train them while they're little, from the womb, we start training them. You know, a lot of parents I see, every time they cry, they pick them up when they're real little. Well, if their diapers change and they've been fed and you discern that they're not sick, they can lay there. You know, crying is good for a newborn baby because newborn babies' lungs need to develop. And when they cry, their lungs develop. If you pick them up every time, they stop crying. And then they're training you. They're letting you know, hey, I know every time I cry, you're going to pick me up. So they keep doing it. And they cry because they love to be held. Who doesn't? But we have to correct them. We have to train them to God's ways. Now, the scriptures to correct them is in Proverbs 13:24, Proverbs 19:18, Proverbs 23:13. The other thing we have to do with our children is to instruct them. We have to instruct them in the ways of God. We have to let them know that the first commandment that God gave all of us is for us to, hold on, I'm going to let Sidiria on here. Hold on 1 second. Sidiria, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Hold on. I'm going to let Karen back on. She dropped off also. Hold on.
Okay,
all
I'm
right.
Here.
We got you, Karen. All right, so we have to instruct our children in the ways of God. But you know what? We can't instruct them if we don't know the ways of God. So Deuteronomy 4:9 talks about instructing our children in the ways of God. Deuteronomy 6:7 talks about instructing our children in the ways of God. Deuteronomy 11:19, Deuteronomy 31:13. Now notice there are a lot of scriptures in Deuteronomy that tells us about instructing our children in the ways of God. Psalm 78:5, Proverbs 22:6. We know that one. You know, just about every time we come on the air, we talk about Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. Isaiah 28:9, John 21:15. All of these scriptures talk about instructing our children. So as parents, we have duties. To teach, to train, to provide, to nurture, to control, to love, to correct, and to instruct. So we have to be obedient to God just like our children have to be obedient to us. And that's how they're obedient to God. And, you know, like I said earlier, it won't kill them if we beat them with the rod, because God said so in his word. Hello? Is that you, Karen? 218. Karen, is that you?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So I thank the Lord today. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the phone lines. I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every person. You are covered by the blood. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. So, on that note, Sidiria, are you ready to, are you going to sing, or what you're going to sing for us today, Sidiria? Sidiria, are you there? Okay. I don't know what happened. Maybe she got cut off and she's just going to listen. All right. So, you know, we're asking a question for each of you today. Is there anyone on the line who is not saved? Press 1. Anybody who's backslidden, you know, sometimes there's a saying, once saved, always saved. No, we could slip out of the will of God. We can slip back. We could go backwards. So if you're not saved, press 1. If you're backslidden, you know, out of the ways of God. And what he wants you to do is just repent and say, Lord, you know what? I sinned against you. I'm disobedient to you, and I'm asking you, Lord, to have mercy upon me. I'm asking you to forgive me. And don't you know he's quick to forgive? He will forgive you. All we got to do is ask. So I thank God for each of you today. I thank God for you being on with us. It looks like everyone is saved. Now it is prayer time. I don't know about you, but I'm at the head of the line for prayer. I need prayer because I'm on the battlefield every day, fighting the good fight of faith. So if you need prayer, press 1. All right? Looks like Brother David pressed 1. He's right behind me pressing. All right. Good morning. That's you, Brother David? All right, you're already on. You're on the air. All right, you can speak. Somebody's pressing 1. You can speak, whoever you are.
Is that me?
Yes, whoever pressed 1.
That's Jackie.
Oh, hey, Jackie.
Okay, I need prayer.
Okay, anything in specific?
For my senior citizens and for my family.
All right. Okay. Anybody else need prayer this morning? Press 1. If you already press 1, I spoke to you already, you can just make a request. Somebody's on a 382-6483. Do you need prayer? Yes, you're already on. Somebody press 1, but you're already on the air. You can speak. Make your request known.
I forget, my phone was on mute, yes, but I would like prayer this morning.
Okay, Sidiria, or anything in particular?
For strength and restoration.
For strength and what?
Restoration.
Okay. All right, so repeat after me, Sidiria. Father God.
Father God.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For forgiving me.
For forgiving me.
For everything.
For everything.
That I've done against your will.
That I've done against your will.
And I thank you, oh God.
I thank you, oh God.
For restoring me.
For restoring me.
And bringing me closer to you.
and bringing me closer to you.
Than I've ever been.
Than I've ever been.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm still going to pray for you, though. All right. Someone else press 1. Make your prayer
me
request.
Too.
Okay.
Did you hear me, Sister G?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah. I'm praying for all the mean spirited evil people that may find some peace and whatnot. And I got my other comedic buddy with me, David Jones. We're getting ready to go to a film soon, and he needs some prayer. Let me have him put him on the line and get some prayer too. David Jones. Hold on.
Okay. Good morning. You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Need you to just pray for David Jones and his family. He's shy to get on the phone.
On the phone? He's shy to be on the phone? What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
I asked him, do he talk on the phone any day?
He's a stand-up comedian, but I don't know why he's acting shy to get on the phone, because I've been having him in the car listening to the program.
Tell him, all right, that's all right. I'll still pray for him.
But just pray for D. Jones and his family as well.
Okay.
All right.
I understand it, Brother Jones. No problem. All right, anybody else? Prayer requests. Make your request known.
We need to pray for the victims of the movie theater shooting that happened 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah, the victims in Colorado. Anybody else? Prayer. Make your request known. Press 1. Can't hear you unless you press 1. All right. Looks like everybody's made their request known. And I'm asking prayer for my Aunt Mildred and my cousin Mavis and for my entire family, for all the members of my family. I'm still giving people a few minutes for requesting prayer. Press 1. All right. Well, I'm going to approach the throne of the Father on our behalf. Father God, Father God, we are so grateful that you are a king, that you are the King of Kings, and that we can come before your throne. We don't have to pick up a phone. Your phone lines are never busy. All we got to do is say, Abba, Father, and we are in your holy presence. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and glorious name. Father, I thank you that you are the shepherd of all shepherds, and that you lead your people unto righteousness. And even if one go astray, you look for them. Lord, every time I've gone astray, you've come for me. Even if it's just one of us who stray off your righteous path, you come and you get that rod and your staff and you pull us back on the narrow path of righteousness. And Father, we thank you for that path that leads us to a holy, righteous life. Teach us holiness. Teach us righteousness, the right way to live, O God. And Father, I thank you for your daughter, Jackie Travis, O God, the faithful one who calls upon your name morning, noon, and night, who's faithful to come on Bible Storyland and sing. And Lord, I thank you that she even took time out to come and sing songs to the children today, O God. I thank you for what you're doing for Jackie this morning, O God. And Father, for her family, I lift up every one of her family members this morning. And I say, hallelujah, have your way in their lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for protection, for direction, for instructions in righteousness for every family member. And Lord, you know she worked with the senior citizens. So I lift up the ones that she worked with and all our senior citizens in Florida, throughout every city, every state in the nation, and throughout the world. And I pray, Father God, that the older they get, their health would improve, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father God, as the aged people is prospering in their soul, I thank you for their health improving, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we rebuke arthritis, and we rebuke the saying, my arthritis. I rebuke that saying in the name of Jesus. Any digestive system problems, not only of the seniors, of anyone on the line, any headaches, any fever, any allergies, even allergic reactions, we bind those in the name of Jesus. And we loose excellent strength and health in our bodies, oh God. Forgive us when we sin and we bring disease or sicknesses upon our own bodies, oh God. Or order our words that we may speak the right words so the healing can come forth to our bodies in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, even for the little ones being healthy, oh God. I thank you for them not having colds and fevers and ear infections and stomach aches and little breakouts on their bodies, oh God. I thank you for the children and every person eating healthy, exercising, even if the seniors just hold up their legs on the chair up and down or raise their arms up and down, praising you. That is exercise as well as praising you, lifting holy hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you are a God who sees. You hear all. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we release your power against the enemy, O God. Every evil way, release your power against it right now. In the name of Jesus, let your power be released from your hand, O God. Scatter the enemy by your power. Rule over the enemies in every evil way. Through your power, O God, let your power be let the power of your anger be released against the powers of darkness, O God. Release the power, and authority. We release the power and the authority of the enemy against all evil in our nation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that we are delivered from the power of Satan unto you, O God. In the name of Jesus, cause the powers of darkness to submit to your power. In the name of Jesus. And Father, at one time, you winked at our ignorance. Even when we didn't know we were doing evil, you winked at it. But this time, you say you're calling us to repentance. So, Father, we repent for the evil in our lives. And you are calling us and you are teaching us how to think. You said, think on these things. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, O God. So, Father God, we thank you for righteousness coming forth today. And I thank you for Brother David, O God, and his wife, Don Emmanuel, and their children, O God, David Jr. and Akeshe Dante. I thank you for their favor upon their lives, O God. Draw him even closer to you in this hour, O God. I lift up his friend David Jones and his family, O God. You know what David Jones is going through, O God. Heal David Jones' body also, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray healing virtue upon David Jones today, O God. Direct his path, Father God. If he's not saved, O God, save David Jones, save his family and his extended family, O God. Draw David Jones closer to you than ever before. And I perceive by the Spirit that he was saved as a child, O God. But if he has strayed from you, O God, let him no longer be a prodigal son, but draw him closer to you, O God. I lift up the elderly members in David Jones' family, Father God, and I say, be thy heal. Bless their bread, their water, take sickness away from them. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you for all that you're doing for David Jones and for the David Joneses of this world, O God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up those victims who were still alive, who were injured by the Colorado shooter, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on those victims, oh God. Heal them quickly, oh God, of their wounds. Teach them how to forgive and forget, oh God. And Lord, you know that's easier said than done. But Father, give us the grace to forgive, oh God. We need your help to forgive and forget, oh God. And Father, we lift up those that were murdered, oh, their family members of those that were murdered, oh God. And we ask you to have mercy on their family members. Father, as you console and comfort them, strengthen them through this terrible thing, oh God, that happened in this land, this country, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for dispatching holy angels everywhere in our nation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for families, my family, in the name of Jesus, and every family represented on Bible Story Land, oh God. I thank you for strength for Sotheria and restoration, oh God. I thank you that you are her shepherd and she shall not want. I thank you for drawing her closer to you, oh God. I thank you that as she dwell in the secret place of the Most High, she shall abide under your shadow, under your shadow almighty. She will say of you, Lord, you are her refuge. You are her fortress. She will trust in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And every evil force that's coming up against Sotheria, we bind it up and we send it back. We send the fire of God against it right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for courage and strength for her. In Jesus' name, and Father, we thank you for our families being blessed and highly favored of you. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We cover each family with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for a hedge of protection around every family member, oh God. And we thank you for the love that you have for families, for fathers, for mothers, for children, for grandparents, for aunts, for uncles, for cousins. I thank you that you don't forget us. You keep us in remembrance morning, noon, and night. And we bless you, Most High. We honor you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Any brief testimonies, press 1. If you're already on, speak.
Well, I'm going to be doing a couple of Christian songs this afternoon at a summer concert that we're doing for the visually impaired.
Would you repeat that for me, Kara?
I am going to do a couple of Christian songs in my set this afternoon for a Christian concert.
Okay, you're going to do some songs, okay, at the Christian concert this afternoon.
Yeah, it's
okay,
not
well,
a Christian concert.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. Is there any way we can be a part of it?
Yes, yes.
We can? Karen?
Ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you told me I was going to be a part of it. I was trying to explain it, and I figured that was it. So.
Okay, there's no way we can be a part of it?
No, it's just for, I don't have the chat line on, but yeah, otherwise you could have. I didn't plan it that way. I should have, but I didn't.
Okay.
But, it's going to be good anyhow.
Okay, so. All right, so next time, if you can give the number, you know, you can, and that way we can be a part of it.
Yeah, there's no number associated with it. It's going to be a live thing.
Oh, I see you going somewhere. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Father God, I pray your blessings upon Karen as she do the concert today. I thank you, oh God, for dispatching holy angels of protection around Karen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for playing through her as she plays. Let her play, oh, beautiful music to give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, any more testimonies? If not, it is closing time on Bible Story Land. All right.
I talked to you the other morning. Hey, hello.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm blessed and grateful. Thank you. I have a testimony. I was in Manhattan visiting my son at Avenue, his final show. And I parked that night at Fordham by his dorm where he was staying. And, you know, they towed my car, said I was parked in the bus zone. But I felt like I was way off from the bus zone, and it was nighttime and all that stuff. Now, they towed my car, and they charged me $185 to get my car back. Now, that had nothing to do with the ticket. The ticket was $115. So we're talking $300 just like that, which I didn't have. But I had to pay the $185. Do you know that next morning I was able to go before the judge down in Manhattan the next morning, and I get in the room, it's just me and the judge, and the night before that I got to praying, and a classmate sent me a Bible verse that morning, and I was like, you know, I didn't tell him the full circumstance of what I was going through, but I was like, I need God right now. Thank you for sending me that scripture. And I tell you, I went to praying, and I caught the subway down. I didn't even drive down the next day. I ain't even driving no more. I'm getting on the subway. And I went down there one-on-one and talked to that judge, you know, with mercy and grace and with the Lord with me, and everything was dropped. Everything was dropped, and they're going to refund the $185. They're going to mail it back to me. So that was God swooped in the midst and took care of an issue. But what a lot of people don't understand is you have to totally trust in God. We're going to continually be put in situations that we're not aware and we feel like they shouldn't happen to us, but God is making us have tougher skin because he's going to take us to a higher place, to a stronger place. And in order to take us to that place, he got to make sure we're tough enough first. You know, so my testimony is, well, no matter what circumstance you're in, know that God's going to bring you through it. And then if you look back over your life and all the bad situations you've been in, you made them through. God brought you through all those situations already. You can look back over your life and see situations God has then brought you through. So, the main man, we all need to love and trust God and totally put our trust in him. That's my testimony.
Amen. Awesome. That shows the mighty awesomeness of God and how he worked through you. Wow. Hallelujah. Our God is faithful. He is so faithful. I thank God for that testimony.
Thank God.
Thank God for you. All right. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. And I want to let you know that I love each of you. I value your coming on Bible Storyland. Even when you come on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies on Thursdays at 5 p.m., I thank God for you. Well, you know what? God loves you even more than I can begin to love you. He loves you so much. He sent Jesus to die for you. So we can continually praise the Lord all week. So I'm asking you to have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And, you know, I ask you to continually keep us in prayer, our ministry. And if God shows you, you know, so send a seed to us, to bless us with the seed, please do so. You can send it to Caritha Gantling, Zion Hope Academy, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. So I thank God for you all. May he continually bless you, give you favor. And I look forward to speaking to you all on Thursday, August the 2nd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So have a blessed day and make sure that you carry God with you everywhere you go. Spread his love. Don't just hold on to it. When you carry him with you, tell other people about him. Love y'all. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Anybody else, Eddie? Hey.